Everybody's talking about polls. Just this week, polls from Rasmussen, Gallup, the Associated Press, and others put Barack Obama up to 10 points ahead of Hillary Clinton among Democrats. In Pennsylvania, the site of the next battle for the nomination, Clinton has been consistently ahead of Obama, though the margin, around 7%, is much closer now than it was a few weeks ago. But these stats often feel disconnected from the way many of us actually interact with politics on a daily basis. That's one reason why I've been watching how companies like Compete, Hitwise, and Yahoo have been tracking online voter interest. Compete, a data marketing company, pulls together data that shows how much quote-unquote face time each candidate has with voters. It shows how much time voters spend with the candidates' profiles on sites like Facebook, YouTube, Wikipedia, and the candidates' own sites. According to that metric, online voters are visiting Barack Obama online 4 times as much as they're visiting Hillary. Hitwise, another data company, shows that up to 53% of online voters are going to Barack Obama's site. 30% go to Hillary's, and a whoppingly low 9% are visiting John McCain. My favorite traffic tracking site is probably Yahoo's political dashboard. Using some sort of black magic, it displays nationwide search trends for the candidates, creating what it calls Yahoo Buzz. But it also hones in on search trends in single states. Despite Clinton's slight lead in the polls in Pennsylvania, Obama's Yahoo Buzz score there is 78% to Hillary's 19%. This means that among online voters searching for a Democratic candidate, folks are looking for Obama by a measure of roughly 4-1, about the same as Compete's FaceTime findings. So what does this all mean? These online trends are limited in that they only show the enthusiasm of online voters. Many voters still don't Google Barack Obama, much less seek out his Facebook profile or YouTube channel. But these numbers give us a snapshot of how excited voters are getting about their candidates, and they show fairly clearly that Hillary may be up in Pennsylvania, but Obama has the momentum.